Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
All right, I'm strangely intrigued by this.
Great music.
I don't know how it's happened, but a woman in Russia has contacted me to be her sugar daddy.
Oh, yeah.
How did she find you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a hoax. It'll start to come together a little bit as I read some of the email.
Okay.
And we can all follow along with what I think is going on, because I think somebody's jacking with me.
Okay.
The first email, the subject line, and she's from Russia, so it's in broken English, so it's going to be a little difficult to read. It says, "Hello, maybe my new friend. My name is Evgenia." I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. "To me, 28 years old. I am from sugardaddyforme.com."
Ah!
So right off the bat, I'm thinking, okay, someone's jacking with me and put a profile of me up on sugardaddyforme.com and contacted this woman, was my first thought.
Because we talked about that website and so many different conversations, right, for how long? I mean, it was like months.
It was a while, yeah.
Yeah.
Months, right?
And you never put a profile yourself up there.
No,
sure?
No, I'm positive.
All right.
Maybe I should try this in a Russian accent.
Good luck.
I don't know how to do one. I hope still remember me.
Oh,
was that close?
That was pretty good. Boris.
Yeah.
"I remember you looking for women for serious relationships." That's what she writes. "I had interest to you on this site more than a month ago, and you give me your email address. But later, I get strong flu, and to me was necessary, lay in hospital all this time."
Oh, in the hospital, sick.
"I recover just a week ago."
I'm distracted by his accent, but I'm
yeah,
getting it.
It's not hard to maintain. "I sometimes thought of you in this time, and I thought that you already not remember me. After my recovering, I tried login. Sugar daddy for me, but my profile did not work there already. But I'm so glad that I saved your email in my notepad, and now I can write to you this letter."
Oh, my God.
So this, are you sure, is directly to you?
It says Bert@allthehitsq100.com.
Okay, so it wasn't some bulk email she sent out to everybody she could find?
Not that I know of. Now, people may call and say, look, I got the same
they
one.
They got the same one. Okay.
"I hope you will answer on it. Now, some words about mine search. I'm looking for serious relationships here also. I want to find my man and making strong and happy family in future."
This is so surreal with his accent and his music.
It's really hard. "Because it long way for it. We should communicate much and long time what to come to it. Not so?" I don't even know what the hell that means.
"We should communicate long time."
We communicate long time?
Let's communicate long time.
"I know that this is difficult to find future love by so way, but I have no result in other ways and to decide to try this. I hope that you still interested in me and will answer me back. I very much would want that you would write me more about yourselves and have sent me photos. I also shall send you mine photos and will tell more about myself if you answer. I applied my photo so you can see what I look like. Wait your answer very much. Evgenia."
Nice job, dude. I gotta say, nice job.
Wait to your answer.
She's actually
very
much. Check her out. I'd give her
but I thought she wanted your answer before she sent you pictures.
She's eager, man. She's Russian. She's drunk, probably. And she's eager. And I'm giving her an 8-2.
Oh.
7.
Because you're married, right?
Well, I just, you know, I try to keep it American.
How old is she? 28.
She has 28 years. The second email, and I won't do this one in the really bad Russian accent. I am happy to see that you answer to me. I never answered her.
Oh, somebody is messing with you.
Someone is messing with me, I think. But I'm strangely intrigued, and I want to find this girl, and I want to get her on the radio for us. The second email reads like this. Hello, my new friend Bert.
Okay, so she calls you by name.
So that's specifically to you.
Yes.
Because you are not communicating much and long time.
That's what it says in the first one.
Somebody's messing with you.
Hello, my new friend Bert. It is Evgenia. How are you? I am fine and become more better when receive your answer to my message. Wait a second. I never answered her. Now I have some free time and I will answer to you. Simply, I get tired from men on internet who even not read mine letters and answer on it by a couple of lines and insulting for me because I spend usually not less than hour what to write letter.
Oh, she really thinks about what she's going to say.
Simply, I am not so good in English and sometimes simply cannot understand or not notice anything. I don't know.
I thought you weren't going to do this one in the Russian accent.
It's in me, man. It's in me.
He's like a real actor who's going to stay in character all day.
Right.
I'm like Robert Downey right now at Tropic Thunder. Thank you for spend time to write me. So somebody wrote her back as me. I hoped that you will answer to my message and very glad to have your answer. It showed that internet really work. And then she starts to tell me a little bit about herself. Bring it on, Evgenia. I live in Russia, as probably you understand already, at city... Is Izhevsk, Izhevsk. Just a couple of vowels in Russia would be awesome. I'm 28 years old. Doesn't seem right without this.
There we go.
My birthday is on 29.
I have my shot of vodka in front of me. I'm ready to go.
of December. My growth is 171 centimeters. Weight is 51 kilograms.
Oh, metric.
How we doing there?
Damn metric. I don't know.
Ask Michael Phelps. He knows about meters and whatnot.
I hope you understand how much it in centimeters and kilograms. Probably at your country, you have other things to measure weight and growth. I live with my sister in apartment not far from center, which we rent for us. It is she advised to me to try to search man through internet in your country. Matter in that my sister 1 year ago, also using those agency acquaintances, has got acquainted with one man. He live at your country, but he is Russian. He leave to your country already about 5 years ago. Until now, he lived there. His name is Roman. Roman the Russian.
I think this is legit. I don't think anybody's messing with him.
But I never answered back.
He never answered her back, and she said that he did.
I am glad that mine sister have luck to find her soulmate. She was alone too long. Roman also was alone enough long time. He lost his wife before leaving to your country. If our correspondence will develop, we can talk by phone one day in future. I am very glad that with help of it all, we can communicate with you. And then she wraps it up. Okay, now I should finish and back to work. I hope my letter was not too boring for you and you're still interested in me. Probably you hear about scammers, people who use photos of girls and saying words of love and later asking for money. I hear in internet it is a lot of similar vermins.
Vermins.
Vermin.
So I want to.
That is an underused word.
It's used in Russia way more than it is here.
Yes.
It's been used once. It's been used more than it's been here. So I want to say you that I am not one of them and I would never start ask you money. Especially I would never start write you that I fall in love with you because I consider that it is not serious and a little absurd.
You said the L word though.
I am here what to find right man with which I can be happy and can develop serious relationships for real in future, not for relationships in internet. Signed, Evgenia.
Evgenia's the real deal. That's too
sweet
good.
Sweet Evgenia.
Because the broken English is really good broken English. Do you know what I mean? If it were somebody who actually spoke English and was trying to write broken English, I don't think it would be that authentic.
Jeff has a smirk on his face.
Did you jab? No, I got the same email.
Oh, you did? She's digging on you too?
It's spam.
It
Did
is?
Did she say Jeff?
Yes.
It is?
Does it say Jeff on
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, is Ivania not real? Is Ivania like a Sasquatch of Russia?
I didn't want to break your heart.
Yes, you did. You purposely just broke me and Ivania.
No, I don't. I don't know if I ever got the second one.
Now there's a direct email address for her.
Yeah, at yahoo.com.
Yeah, man. Is that really? Yahoo all over the world.
Yahoo.
Let's find her with our private investigator.
I really do. I was intrigued by it yesterday, thinking, you know what? I would really like to get her off.
It's not a her.
And then I thought.
Oh, it hurts. It hurts that Ivania doesn't exist.
Ivania.
Don't see, he's pessimistic about love. For me, though.
She might exist.
Here's what I thought yesterday.
Is nothing
real? She accidentally
real?
Emails me. I put her in touch with Trey. Oh. They fall in love.
Trey and Ivania.
We got a wedding in Vegas.
Yes. Oh, no.
Because she is fairly hot. Good morning, Q100. Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Clark Howard was just talking about the same thing yesterday on his radio show, saying that it is a hoax. All they want you to do is send them money for the airplane ticket.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Maybe first Bigfoot and now Ivania. I don't know what to believe in anymore.
Is nothing real?
Perhaps it's just a coincidence that at the same time, Clark Howard, Jeff Dollar, and Burt Weiss all became very attractive to Russian women.
Three of Atlanta's 919s all got
The Burt Show.
All right, so this is Rose on Friday.
So my sister flat out lied to my parents. She used to have a boyfriend since summer of between high school and college. My parents never really liked him. She's moving into, like, a apartment. She's with up and down that she's living with a girl. The girl isn't starting until right before classes start, so she's not coming in yet. My dad is dead set that it's because my sister and her boyfriend are living together, and she's just lying. My dad is going to wait until after the weekend when supposedly this roommate is moving in and then bust my sister. I don't know what I should do because my sister is getting her education paid for and her rent paid for by my parents. Technically, she should be doing what they say, and they say don't live with this guy. I think she should be able to live her own life. My mom totally agrees. She's a grown woman. Let her live with who she wants.
Right.
All right, so just give me a little bit of a little more information on this. You said there was some sibling rivalry going on also?
It seemed that way because we couldn't figure out because we were all, well, Melissa and I were talking about how we would have immediately gone to our siblings.
Yeah, absolutely. Warn the sibling of the parent knowing and give them the opportunity to do something about it before they get in trouble. Mm-hmm. But in the end, I mean, you could hear that she went back and forth. I think she should be able to live her life, live with who she wants to, however she gets college paid for, her rent paid for. So the sister was going back and forth on how she should handle the situation. And then in the end, she decided not to tell the little sister that the parents were tipped off to the live-in boyfriend.
And so, in the beginning, it seemed totally legit. In the end, it was when the rivalry stuff came out.
Mm-hmm. When she started, yeah.
Because I deferred to those guys, you know, Jenna, Melissa, because they have siblings. So at the beginning, but she's like, didn't bring anything up about getting the rent paid for, mm-hmm, and oh, everything's mm-hmm fine. And then by the end of the conversation, you could see cracks in the testimony. You're
right.
Like, you know, randomly she would just say, well, you know, my sister's a good person, even though she's getting her rent all paid for. I never had my rent paid for, but anyways, whatever.
Stacy, as a grown woman, will still talk about that, the way her younger brother was treated in comparison to her. Like, she had to drive around an old beat up car for a while. He got a brand new car. Still,
I always complain about how I had like the earliest curfew of anyone I knew growing up. Like, I mean, even as a senior, I had to be in by like 10:30 or 11. And by the time my brother was a senior, he was out till like 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
What? Never right. had 12:30.
But he's
I
a boy, and you're a girl,
that.
And it's more dangerous for you to be out than right. your brother.
That's
I guess that
point.
Was the theory.
It's a great
That's
point.
Not a great point. That's the points that parents give. Yeah. My brother had the same thing. He didn't have a curfew. Whatever.
What? No curfew at all.
No.
None?
My sister and I did, yes.
I'd still be mad about it.
Yes, whatever.
So stay out all night if you want.
Because he's a strong man and he's not going to get into danger. Whatever.
I wouldn't go there, Bert. Just let him have their anger. don't involve yourself in it because you're a man and they may take it out on you.
Well, if you didn't grow up with siblings, then
don't really
whatever.
Understand it. Rose is back. Good morning. Rose, you're on the Voice Disguiser. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
What's going on?
So I told my sister.
You did.
Good you did you. Tell the sister.
Oh, good. I'm proud of you.
When did you have the change of heart? Why?
I don't know. Like, one of what the lady said when you guys took callers, she was just like, your sister, you have this important bond. And the, it, I don't know if it just made me feel guilty or good or both, but I was just like, you know what? She's totally right. She's my sister. I love her. She would do the same thing for me. So I called her and I told her, and she called her boyfriend because my dad had to work on Monday, so he had to go back. So she just had to wait it out until Monday morning. So he waited to move in until Monday or until today. And she had some girl come over with some boxes and kind of just pretended like she was moving in.
So her boyfriend is going to move in there today?
Yeah.
And well, and a pretend girl just spent the night there last night or whatever? Or over the weekend?
That was exactly right. And it's kind of frustrating because, I don't know, she got all dramatic about it. The nice thing is that now I have to use against her in case I need to. But
the nice thing about it is what?
She can use it against
her. Something to use against her.
So you built up a couple of points this weekend.
Yeah, it's very handy.
How long do you think she's going to be able to keep up this whole charade?
You know, I was thinking the same thing. Like she's sneaky, so I'm guessing she'll at least make it 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Six months?
Yeah, at least. Because my dad, now that he saw the girl moving in, he's like, oh, my little baby, I should have never doubted her. Mm. You know, he wants to believe that she's the most perfect thing in the whole world.
Man, if he finds out that you knew about this and you didn't tell him, but she did.
Well, I mean, that's the debate we had last week is, like, what is your role as a sibling? Is it, I mean, because, yeah, I said that you just should always just lock arms with your sibling and be more loyal to them than to rat on them to your parents.
I think it is. It's like siblings unite. Mm-hmm. Just like the parents have to unite against the kids.
Yeah.
We don't have to create a warlike atmosphere in the family, people.
But you have it's a game of risk
is what you're playing.
Yeah, I'm gonna line up with your brother and your mother, and then there's going to be three of us against one of you, so you're down.
But
you can try to get the cat on your side, but it's not going to help.
You do have to make those alignments, though, because think about it. If she didn't pick her sister, right, and she picked the parents' side, the next time her sister had something on her, that she's going right to the parents, and then it's back and forth. You got to just, siblings unite.
There's probably more collateral damage if you don't protect the sister.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I understand that. All right. So situation rectified. So your parents don't find out about it. And if they do, at least you have a strong united front.
Well, it's not her responsibility that the sister has the boy. You know, now it's all on the sister. Sister knows that the parents are suspecting and it's all on her.
Okay.
I think you did the right thing.
And I think if she gets caught, I don't think that they'll be mad at you for not telling them.
No. I told her not to tell anyone that I told, so hopefully she'll keep up her end of the deal.
Mm-hmm. Well, she'll have to because now, like you said, you've got that point with her, so why would she tell anybody you told?
She would have to protect you at this point. If the parents found out about it, now it's her responsibility to protect you. Do you think that she would do that?
I don't know. Only time will tell.
Well, Rose told me it was okay.
That would suck. No. That would suck.
I think she's more likely to protect you now because you protected her.
That's true.
All right, Rose, thanks for sharing your story with us.
It is a game of risk. Like, now she'll protect you because...
Yeah, it's true.
You know, you gave her some military secrets, and she has to protect you now because her borders are vulnerable.
That's right. Your family is one big game of risk right now. Just know that.
The Burt Show.
And finally, the days of writing down references for potential employers are over because they're finding that more and more human resource professionals admitting to using social network sites like MySpace and Facebook to check out their applicants beyond just the resumes and the public profiles. They say that in many cases, if an HR person shares in the same network as you and you have friends on your network, they may go to those friends and ask about you without your permission to find out all the dirt about you.
We had sort of a case of this yesterday. You know, the more that we talked to Sean and Wendy on the show, and they're like 22, 23 years old, the more I feel like the dad of the show. But, you know, I saw Sean's MySpace page yesterday. And, man, anybody that potentially is going to hire her, if they go to her MySpace page, forget it.
She has to stay in radio always.
I mean, always. There is no chance. You really got to be careful,
and
right?
And our college professors are actually warning us to either put our MySpace profiles on private or put it on under different names because they've warned us about potential employers now.
Really?
Looking on MySpace. So definitely being taught in college not to put your MySpace page out there.
Yeah. I know somebody that got fired because of comments that they were, it was two coworkers, and they were leaving comments on each other's page about their boss and about their work and being negative about it, and both of them were pulled into the office and fired.
No kidding.
Yeah, because it was so ugly, the things they were saying about their boss.
If it's a public page, everybody's going to see it.
You so think it was common sense, right?
Yeah, people get worried about if people can overhear their phone conversations and they do that.
Good morning, Jamie. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi, Hi, guys. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was just calling to weigh in on the MySpace page. I'm a teacher, and either MySpace or Facebook, you have to be so careful. Because parents and kids will look you up, and our principal has told us, she said, guys, you have got to be careful. Go through, clean out anything, any pictures that wouldn't be appropriate. If you wouldn't want a parent or one of your kids seeing it, don't put it on there.
Do you know any teachers that got in trouble for this very thing?
Well, we had some that she just said, I'm sure they checked. She said, she hinted she'd seen some from our staff that she said, you guys really need to go back and look at them and really clean them up. So, because we had some that probably had things they weren't supposed to on there. And even if you're set to private, you know, a lot of times it's what's their last name or something like that. And obviously the kids or the parents are going to know that.
Sure.
So it really doesn't make it that private. And I had one of my students from 4 or 5 years ago find me on MySpace and message me.
So does it...
She's in sixth grade now, and I saw her when she was like 4 years ago.
So does it work the other way around? Do you go to your students' MySpace pages too?
Not really, because in my opinion, that's a little weird to have a teacher going and looking up her students' MySpace pages. So I try to be as professional as possible. But I don't have a problem with the kids, you know, messaging me on MySpace because I teach third graders.
But
they still do it. Their parents, you know, have some of their parents have pages, or they go on and they look it up. So.
That's an interesting concept here, especially with school just starting out, because while you're saying you're being very professional about it, you could also use that to your advantage if you wanted to. Like, if you've got the roster of children in your class and you want to sort of like test out even before they get into your class, like who may be the kids that might be a little bit more out there than others, you go to their MySpace page and you do a little, you know, a little research on them.
Kind of know what you're dealing with.
You're getting yourself a little scouting report before the school year even starts.
Well, so if it's public, again, if all this is public, then that means anybody can look at it. So what's the problem with having people look at it?
Right, you know? Right. Good morning. We're going to call this person Jake, and he's on the Voice Disguiser. Go ahead, Jake.
Hey, what's up? I actually just posted something about my boss last week on MySpace. That was kind of negative.
That wasn't smart.
And?
Well, it was... I put, like, F him, I hate you, you're a POS, basically, all over it. And then one of my associates that actually worked for me took a photo and showed it to him.
And?
And I just got, I actually didn't get in trouble. I went to the office, they sat me down, they said, really, there's nothing we can do because it's all your personal life. It's nothing to do with work, so, you know, just work it out, don't do it again.
How can they say it doesn't have anything to do with work if you're ripping on your boss?
Yeah.
Because it's all, I mean... I'm ripping on my boss, but it's all my personal. You know, even though it's not something that I'm bringing into work, it was all I wasn't using any animosity at work at the job. So they said, you know, we really can't do nothing to you because
you caught a break
it
right there.
Doesn't have anything to do with work.
Yeah, you got lucky because I would have fired you.
Yeah,
you caught a break. But if I were you, just cumulus jobs.com.
The Burt Show.